find Avdalah Amud Aleph is addressing Shitas Rav, the Amachlokas Rav and Shmuel, where the Maveh the Odom, the Maveh the Hashem. The Gemara is trying to figure out, according to Rav, that Maveh the Odom, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Lo ri hashar, lo harei hashar karei Maveh, etc. So what does all that mean? So in terms of lo ri'i hashor karei kiri'i odom, so that we discussed, that lo harei hashor, the chumra of shor is that it's mishalim is hakofer, the chumra of odom is that it's chay v'dal advarim. So that's all we got. So what's the rest of the Mishnah? Darkan lahazik. Dakan lahazik. The Gemara addressed whether shor is dakan lahazik or not. We talked shor tam, shor muad. But now the Gemara comes around and says, and how about Adam? Adam dakan lahazik. So that's where we're up to in the Gemara. Adam dakan lahazik. Is Adam a person? Is dakan lahazik? How can the Mishnah say that the tzad hashav is that both are dakan lahazik? The Adam is not dakan lahazik. V'yoshin, says the Gemara. V'yoshin, if the person is sleeping, so then it's dakal hazik. Correct the Gemara. Yoshin dakal hazik. Why is Yoshin dakal hazik either? It might do hazik, but is it dakal hazik? It says the Gemara, yes. Kevin the kayfa poshet burchehu, since he stretches out his limbs. You know, a person moves around in his sleep. So it's takad dakal hazik, says the Gemara. If you have kalim, I put next to him, so then it's takad dakal hazik. Or if he goes to sleep, I should say better. If he goes to sleep, it's okay, Lim. So then he's responsible for the hazard that he does, because he should realize that that his body might move around. He might not realize it. You know, he might not be sensitive to it when he's sleeping itself. He's not a bardas when he's sleeping. But nevertheless, he should be careful before he goes to sleep to find a place where he's not going to be close to Kalim, because he should realize that it's Dakal Hazard when he's Yashin. In fact, the Gemara, Shmirasan Alecha, there's another part of the Tzad HaShor, Shmirasan Alecha, that you have a responsibility to watch. So, Adam Shmiras Gufa Olofu. What's that kasha? So, Rashi says, the Kaparach, Maihai Dektani Shmirasan Alecha, Loshan Zeh, Eino Shayach Ela Benizke Mamona. To say that you have a Chi of Shmira, that Shayach, if we're talking about your mama that's being Mazik, you have a Chi of to be Shomer something external to you. Right, Shmira son, their Shmira Alecha is on you. But if we're talking about the Adam, so Adam Shmiras Gufa Allah, is the Adam external to himself? But he has a chiyuv to watch himself? What does that mean? That Lashon of the Mishnah applies to Nizkei Mamona, not to Nizkei Gufa. How can Adam be one of the Avos Nezikin, like Rav holds? It doesn't fit well with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Well, the time effect the Gemara had the Tani Karna Arbo Avos Nezikin Vadam Echamehem, Adam Shmiras Gufa Allah, who? Karna was a Tana, and he actually learned that one of the Dalai Lama's Nezikim was Adam. It's not just Rav's interpretation of the Mishnah. One of the Tanaim actually said it beferish. So according to him, it's Taka Kasha. Ela kada amalei Rabbi Yavo la Tana, Tani Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav. Achanami, Tani Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav. Rabbi Yavo told the Tana, well, you got to add that to the Mishnah. Part of the Tzad HaShava. The Tzad HaShava is Dakal Hazak Shmiras Alecha. The Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav. Add that to the Tzad HaShava. So here too, you got to add it to the Tzad HaShava in our Mishnah. That Tzad HaShava Shabbat Shadak and Lahazak Shmirasan Alecha, Ve Adam Shmiras Gufa Alav, Look, she is a Chava Mazak Lishalei. That's the Gemara. So it's very interesting. From the Lashon of the Gemara, you can be Medaik something very fascinating. Why is it that an Adam Shehizik is Chayiv? That we were trying to be medayik in the lashon of the Gemara before, you know. Every line of the Gemara seems to be telling us something fundamental about nezikin. So here too, lachora, you look at this Gemara. It sounds like Adam Shehizik is chayiv because he is posheh b'shmirasa. Right, the Adam has a chiyuv shmiras gufo, is a chiyuv to watch himself, and if he's mazik b'yadayim, so then he's chayiv because he was posheh in his shmirah. Now that's not at all pashut. If you were to ask me, I'd say that Adam Hamazik is chayiv. Why? Not because of Shia B'Shmira, but rather what? Because he did a Maisa Hezik. Isn't that Lechor the pashut pshat? The Adam Shehizik is chayiv because of his Maisa Hezik. I know. Regarding Mamon Shehizik, we had a Chakira, right? Is the Bailam of the Mamon chayiv because of the Maisa Hezik of his Mamon? Is he chayiv because he has a chayiv Shmira in the Mamon? We talked about it. Nafkemina, the Chazanish, and the Pnei Yeshua talk about who has the chiyuv to bring a raya. that there was a pshia b'shmira. So that taka makes a lot of sense. By niske momin, so the person, the bailam, is not doing a hezek b'yadayim. So there you could say that he can't be mechayvim for the maisa hezek. The maisa hezek is the momin's maisa hezek. The shor is doing a maisa hezek. The eish is doing a maisa hezek. It's not the bailam doing the maisa hezek. So how can you say it's the maisa hezek that's mechayvim? It's a chiddush. Poshut pshat is that by niske momin, the mechayv is the bailam is a chiyav shmir on his momin. If he's not showing his momin properly, it's poshev b'shmir. So then he's going to be chayv. That's the pashup shot. But there is another option. There is some rishonim that seem to say like that. That the mechayev of mamon hamazik is the maisa hezek. That even though the bailam are not actually doing the maisa hezek, the pshat is if their mamon does a maisa hezek, then we attribute that to the bailam, and the bailam mechayev for that maisa. Right, that's what we talked about. So, lechora, if you hold that mamon hamazik, the mechayev is the maisa hezek, that by adam hamazik, certainly the mechayev is maisa hezek. There, his maisa is more related to him. It's mamash his maisa. It's not the maisa of the mammon. It's his maisa alein. It's his maisa itself. Right. But if the mechayev from mammon amazik is the pshir b'shmira, so then by adam amazik, it's open for debate. Right. If you say that the bail mechayev for the niske mammon because they were pshir b'shmira, you could say that Adam Hamazik also is chayev for his hezek b'adayim for niske gufo because he was poshe b'shmiras gufo like the lashon of the Gemara and Amdalin. You could say that. The other way to look at it is that no, mamon Hamazik, you can say the mechayev is the pshir b'shmiras because the bailam are not actually doing the maisa hezek, but by Adam Hamazik b'adayim there, the mechayev is the maisa hezek because he was mazik b'adayim. He actually did the maisa hezek. Maybe these are the different approaches. Okay. So, these are the different approaches. So from the Gemara, you get the impression that Adam Shehizik B'Yadayim is high because of a Pshia B'Shmira. That's what it seems. And that seems to emerge from the Lashon of the Rambam. A very modern Lashon of the Rambam, a famous Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Schiris, Perek Bey, is Halacha Gimel, not Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel. Too many errors in the chorus this time. I don't know what's going on here. Gotta be more careful. Yeroa Lee's up the Rambam. Shimposha Hashomer Bavadim Achiyotu Ben Chayv L'Shalim. If someone's a Shomer on an Eved Knaini, and he's Poshe B'Shmirosu, then he's Chayv L'Shalim. Sheno pota ba'avodim ve'kakos u'shtoros elam idin g'neva va'aveda u'meisa u'chiyotzi b'hem. Just one second. Well, what just happened here? The Rambam says that you're pota ba'avodim, kakos, and shtoros. He limits it. He says he admits there is a p'tur ba'avodim, shtoros, and kakos, a p'tur and shmira, but by g'neva va'aveda, and by mesa, which is ones. But by p'shia, not. Right? Shem ha'yesha mechinam al-metadlam v'nignavu o'avdu yeshava. Ba'avadim v'kakos u'shtoros pota mishvua. Ba'avadim u'shtoros v'kakos yipota mishvua. He's not. He's pota mishvua. He's potter from paying. V'cheinu ma'yos shom esachim shemsham gneiva v'aveda v'metatlam pota milushan be'elam. Shom esachim normally is chaya for gneiva v'aveda in addition to pshia. Right? We're familiar with the basic halachas of the dalet shom in my hof, right? Hashem achinim is chaya for what? Only for pshia. A shoal is chayav for what? Everything, even ones. In shamasachar and socher, a shamasachar, someone, a watchman who's paid, and a socher, someone who rents, is chayav for what? He's chayav for pshia and for gneva v'aveda, but he's part of for onsen, right? Okay, these are the rules. So says the Rambam, those rules apply if he's a shomer on metatlam. But if he's a shomer on avodim, karkos, and shtoros, so then those rules don't apply. For shamasachar is not chayav for gneva v'aveda. The shoal is not going to be chayav for mesa. He's not going to be chayav for onsen. It says the Rambam, avalim pasha b'chayav l'shalein. But pshia breaks the rules. Pshia, even by avadim shtaros and kakos, even though avadim shtaros and kakos when the smahat u'medina is shmira, somehow there's no chayav shmira by avadim shtaros and kakos. But by pshia, everything is different. What does that mean? Why by avadim shtaros and kakos is there no chayav shmira? That's a Mishnah b'Matzia. You look in the Nosei Kedem, you're in the Rambam. They should point it out. They don't give a Mar Mokum, though. That's the problem. You can't find it. Mishnah in Bav Metzia. daf nun vav amud aleph. Mishnah Berurah Matthias says that ve'elu dvarim she'en lahem onah avadim shtoros karkos ve'hekdeshos ein lahem tashlum mekev v'lo tashlum midal v'hei shomachinam eino nishba v'nos yischar eino meshalim. So the Mishnah says that avadim shtoros and karkos seems like there are no chiyuv eshmira over here. There's no chiyuv shvua on them, and no sischar is not going to pay. So why not? What's the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis says it's based on a klal or prat klal. What does the pasuk say in Parashas Mishpatim? Says the Gemara, Shemachinu Menon Nishba Minah Hanimili the Tana Rabbana Ki Iten Ishel Re'ehu Kolal. The pasuk says Ki Iten Ishel Re'ehu Kesef Okelim Lishma. So Ki Iten is Kolal, Kesef Okelim is Pirate, Lishmar is Kolal, klal or prat klal, right? That you're getting something as a shomer, and then it's gunav, or something happens to it, and then there's a chiyuv shvua to make sure that you weren't poshaya. So what's this tuma? What case of shmir? It's a klal prat klal. So what do we hold by a klal prat klal? That means that yatadon ela ke'ein haprat. That the only thing that there's a chiyuv shmira for is ke'ein haprat. So what's the ke'ein haprat? Kesef or kelim? So says the Gemara, Ma prat mefurish davar metalta v'gufa mamon, or kol davar metalta v'gufa mamon. It has to be something that's metalta. First of all, it has to be movable, and secondly, it has to be gufa mamon. It itself has to have value, intrinsic value. Yotzu karkos shena metaltlim. So immediately you can exclude karkos. They're not metaltlim. They're not movable. So there's no chiyuv shmir by them. Yotzu avadim shehukshu lekarkos. Avadim knayim of course shehukshu lekarkos. So they're also nismatu. Yotzu shtaros shamavish metaltlim ein gufa mamon. The shtaros also on this smite, they're also excluded, because even though they are metadlin, they're not like karkos, but they're not gufan mamon, so they're not part of the kala for the kala. So this is the makar that avadu shtaros and karkos and ismatu from dine shmira, from the chiyuv shvura v'shomer. That's where there's a ptur. Who comes around and says, but by pshia there's no ptur. It's very interesting. The lashon of the Mishnah is shamachinam eino nishba. What does it mean shamachinam eino nishba? Shamachinam according to the Rambam is chayef pshia. No, a shamachinim still would have to take a shvua. Shvua she'ena b'shuso, shvua shelo shalachti boyad, I didn't use it, I didn't steal it. There are other shvuas that the shamachinim has to take. But by avadim shtaros hakakos, there are no dine shvua. So the shamachinim doesn't have to take those shvuas. But for pshia, he'd have to pay, says the Rambam. Avon posha b'chayev l'shalam shechala pashia mazikum. Says the Rambam, but posha by avadim shtaros hakakos is chayev. Why? Shechala pashia mazikum. So even though Avadim Shtar Sechakos were Nismatu from Dine Shmira, they weren't Nismatu, they weren't excluded from what? From the parish of Mazik. So Yechayef Pshia Midin Mazik, not Midin Shomer. So it's not really Midin Mazik, Yadayim, right? But Yechayef Midin Mazik, it's quasi Mazik. So in fact, the Rosh and Shavuos and other Rishonim on the Rambam, what's the Rambam talking about? Shekola Pashia Maziku? It's not Mazik Bechlal. He's not touching the thing. It's put in a corner. But he put it in a place that's not Mishtameris. He put it in a place that's not, it's not good for watching the object. So he's Poshay. He was negligent in the Shemira. Kala Poshay Mazik? He's a Mazik Biyadai? What's the Rambam talking about, Frekli Rosh? Tell him. So the answer in the Rambam is that he's not a Mazik Biyadai, but he has a din Mazik. He's like a Mazik Biyadai. Of course, he wasn't Mazik the object Biyadai, but he's like a Mazik Biyadai. He's a shomer who's like a mazik v'yadayik. And that's why he's going to be chayiv. That even though avadim shtaros and karkos were nismatu from dinei shmira, the nismatu from dinei shmira that are not associated with a mazik v'yadayim. But if the shomer does something that's like a hezik v'yadayim, then the shomer can be chayiv even by avadim shtaros and karkos. What does that mean? What is the Rambam saying? Why is the shomer like a mazik v'yadayim if he's poshay? So someone has suggested that if you hold that Adam HaMazik in general is chayiv, not because of the Maisa Hezik, but rather because of his Pshia B'Shmiras Gufo, like the simple lotion of the Gemara and Avdalin, then the Rambam really fits in very nicely. Because the Chayiv of a Mazik B'Yadayim is not the Maisa Hezik. It's not because he did a Hezik B'Yadayim. It's because he was Poshaya B'Shmiras Gufo, which enabled the Maisa Hezik. So if you hold like that, then Ken Zayin, even by a Shomer, even though he's not doing a Hezek B'Yadayim Amish, his Pshia B'Shmira is like a Hezek B'Yadayim. And that's what the Rambam means. Of course, it's a Hezek B'Yadayim in the context of a Shomer. Right? It's a hezek b'yadayim in the context of a shomer. It's not that he's poshe b'shmias gufo. His guf is not doing hezek. It's that the item is being nizok because he was poshe. He didn't watch it properly. So it's not a mazik b'yadayim in the classical sense, but it's similar in the sense that the mechayev in both is the pshia b'shmir. There was some pshia and a shmir, either shmiras achepes or shmiras gufo. If you hold that Adam Hamazik in general is chai because of Pshia B'Shmiras Gufo, so then Pshia of a Shomer in the Cheftza, in the Dover, in the Pikadon, is somewhat similar because he's chai of due to the Pshia B'Shmiras. And then we can understand the Rambam Sushta, the Rambam is comparing Mazik B'Yadayim to Shomer because the Mechayev in both is the Pshia B'Shmiras. Okay, so from the Rambam you get a little bit of the impression that the Mechayev by Mazik B'Yadayim is really the Pshia B'Shmiras, not the Maisa. Questions? What's the problem with this? Right, if you say that Adam Shehizik B'Yadayim is chai because of Pshia B'Shmira, it sounds like the only time that the Adam can be chai from Mazik B'Yadayim is if he's Poshaya. But let's say something happens bonus, let's say a Hezik happens bonus, the person does a B'Yadayim, he's working with his fingers. And he's moving something, and he does a hezek to the object. So it is a hezek b'yadayim. He's not smashing the thing. He's not throwing it out the window. But he's working with his hands. He's touching the object. He's working with the object. But on that, some kind of a hezek occurs. So if you say that Adam HaMazik is chai because of a pshia b'shmira, what do you think the halacha should be if he's mazik b'ones? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, of course, he should be potter. It's not a pshia b'shmira. See, saying that Adam Hamazik is chai because of Pshia B'Shmira can get you into trouble. Right? Because then what should emerge is that if he's Mazik B'Yadayim Ba'ones, he should be Potter because there wasn't a Pshia B'Shmira. If you hold that Adam Hamazik is chai because of the Maisa Hezik, so then you could say that even Ba'ones, he did a Maisa Hezik. Maybe a Maisa Ba'ones is a Maisa. It's not a Maisa there in the same sense. We're not gonna punish the person in the same way. Right? If he's Nenas and he did Naveris, he's not punished in exactly the same way, but by Nezek, if he's Mazik B'Yadayim Ba'Ones, one can say that if Maisa Ba'Ones is called a Maisa Adam, and he's Chayev for his Maisa Hezek, then maybe he could be Chayev Ba'Ones as well. But if you say that the Mechayev is Pshia B'Shmira, so how can he be Chayev Ba'Ones? Yeah. So maybe he's not Chayev Ba'Ones. Okay, but that's a problem, we're going to see, right? We know. Adam HaMazik Ba'Ones is Chayev, that's the Gemara on Daf Chavav. We'll get to in a moment. Yes.
So I'm just going to ask, what exactly is a specific case where you're going to be ones b'yadayim?
Okay, so we have to talk about that. So the problem is the Gemara that we keep on coming back to. It's a Mishnah, really. The Gemara just explains it. Mishnah Daf Chavav Amaral says what? Adam muad la'olam ben shogeg ben meizid ben er ben yoshein, etc. That Adam muad la'olam, a person is always a muad, he's always chayav for his hezek, ben shogeg ben meizid ben er ben yoshein. In fact, the Gemara minah animili. So we pointed out that the Gemara adds the second part, that Ones is also Chayiv. L'chayiv al Ones Kiratza. The Mishnah didn't mention Ones. But that's part of the Gzeres HaKasa. Petzah Tachas Potza means that Adam Mu'ad La'olam in all circumstances, he's always Chayiv for Maisa Hesek, even by Ones. This Doch Pilei Ployim, if Adam HaMazik is Chayiv because of a Pshia B'Shmira, so how can he be Chayiv Ba'ones? He wasn't poshaya. Some accident occurred. It wasn't due to his pshia, so how can it be chayiv? How can it be chayiv for that kind of a hezek? That's the kasha that you have to ask. So the answer might be that Adam HaMazik Ba'ones has to be limited. It doesn't apply to all kinds of onsim. Maybe if he's Mazik Ba'ones Gomor, then Taka, he will be potter. It's just if he's mazik ba'onis she'eno gomer, there's some kind of an onus, some kind of accidental damage that's not an onus gomer. It is somewhat preventable. So maybe the odom shehizik ba'onis k'tas, not ba'onis gomer. Maybe that kind of onus is going to be chayav. So that's what Tosfos says. Right? Tosfos on the Chav Zayin Amud Beis has a long dissertation about this, and he quotes all the gemaras. I'm not sure if you got up to. I saw some of you, most of you, would take a look at the Tosfos. So if you didn't get up to it, if you could look on with me, we'll just read it together. We'll go through some of the Gemara, some of the Rayas back and forth, and we'll see it. So Machlokes Rishonim. Okay? But Taisa Shita is that Adam Shehizik Ba'ones is Taka Chayiv, but only certain onsim, not Ba'ones Gom. Where's Tosfos? What's Sugya's Tosfos going on? So the Mishnah of Chavzayim and Aleph says, "Hamineches akad b'shusarabim u'ba'ach even iskal b'v'shibra poter." Let's say someone leaves his pitcher in b'shusarabim, someone trips on it and he breaks it, so he's poter for the hezek. Amay frak the Gemara and Chavzayim and Beis. Amay poter. He boyle liyuna yomaisel. He should have looked. He should have seen. The person has a responsibility to watch where he's going. So Ami the Bei Rab, Mishmei the Rab, the Mali Rishus Rab and Kula Chavias. The Rab says we're talking about a situation where a guy fills up the whole Rishus Rab with Chavias. So a person is entitled to walk in the Rishus Rab. So somehow if he can't avoid it, so then he's not chayav for the Hezek. That's Rab Shita. Shmuel Amar Bafei Lashana. Shmuel Shita. That's we have to focus on Shmuel. Shmuel says Bafei Lashana. We're talking about at nighttime where it's impossible to see. They didn't have lights. It's impossible to see. So if a person leaves his kad b'shus harabim, he's opening himself up to the hezek. The person is not responsible. The person doesn't have to look and see what's going on. That's an ones, and therefore he's not going to be responsible for that hezek. So says Taisus Azoyu. Shmuel Amar Bafei Lashon. V'ada pligi lekamani niskal poshehu olo. The Gemara has a shaila later on whether niskal poshehu, someone who trips, someone who trips, who falls, who causes hezek as a result of being niskal. Is he called a poshea? Is he not called a poshea? Zoktos is going to niskal me'atzma, below niskal b'shum dova. Niskal poshea, the shayla with a niskal poshea, not poshea, that's if he's niskal me'atzma. He himself trips. He trips over his shoelaces. Not that he's tripping on another object, he trips himself. So is he called a poshea? Meaning a person is responsible to watch where he's going and to be careful with how he's walking, and if he's niskal, if he trips, then he's responsible for hezek that he causes. That's the machlokas tanoim. The Gemara has a shaila about that. He wants to pin it on the machlokas tanoim. So it says Taisus, that's where he's niskal ba'atzmo. He himself is niskal. He trips on himself. He trips on his shoelaces, on his shoes, whatever. But niskal b'dover acher, aval hocha shniskal machmas michshol v'loy boile liyunei onosom. But here he's niskal b'davar achar, he's niskal on the kad. So then that's an onus. Everyone would say that he's not going to be chay. Point to Shmuel, right? All the Tanan would say that he's an onus and he's not chay. In fact, Tosis v'yavagav le'el marbinan onus kiratzim ba'odam hamazik mipetzadach aspotza. In Morris said later, the rest said earlier that odam hamazik even ba'onus gomer is chay. Petzadach aspotza l'rabos onus kiratzim. So how can you say that everyone holds that niskal, machmas michshol, is an onus, and odam hamazik, esakad, ba'ones is potter, soch against the Gemara Pesach as potza. Ones gomor, zok taisus lo ravi rachmana. Odam hamazik, ba'ones gomor, says taisus is potter. That's not included in the Gemara Daf Chavav. Not included in the Gemara Daf Chavav. How does Tosfos know that? It's a nice answer, but how does Tosfos know that? The Rabbi Yerushalmi poter also shiyoshin rishon and hizik lasheni haba etzlo lishi. There's a Yerushalmi that says what happens if Reuven goes to sleep and then Shimon goes to sleep next to him and Reuven damages Shimon. Reuven, you know, his arms jump out and he hits Shimon in the face. He breaks his nose. So is Reuven responsible for the hezek that he caused Shimon? So the Yerushalmi says that the sheni haba etzlo, if the sheni comes after him, so then he's not responsible. That's an onus gomer. Taisa seems to interpret that the Yerushalmi is saying that that's an onus gomer, and odam hamazik ba'onus gomer is pata. Right? If they went to sleep together, it's one thing, but if the second person comes later, so then the first person is not going to be responsible. That's an onus gomer. He's not responsible for hezek that he does ba'onus gomer. So it says Taisa, that's why if he's niska machmas mechshol, he's also pata. That's also an onus gomer, and odam hamazik, but onus gomer is always potter. But Tosfos is not finished. He has more eyes. He really piles it on. The Rishonim who are going to disagree with Tosfos have to deal with each one of these rayas. How can they be docha? Seems to be a very strong case. V'chein ba'gozel basra. The Gemara at the end of Bava Kama says what? Kabi hiniach lohem aviyem parash ula. Let's say you have Yisomim. The father passed away, and the father left the parah she'ula. He left the borrowed the parah. Kisvurim shel aviyem hi. The father was taka a shomer. Right? He borrowed the parah. The kids didn't know that this was a borrowed parah. They thought it belonged to the father. Utfachua v'achluha. And they shechted the parah, they ate it. Mishalmin d'mei basa b'zol. The halacha is that they paid d'mei basa b'zol. Let's say it was a very expensive parah. It was a very expensive parah. is an excellent quality meal, right? So they don't have to pay the actual value of what they were nene, right? They don't have to pay the actual value, I should say, of the hezek that they did. They only pay what they were nene. They only pay what they were nene. That's the halacha. They paid the meibasa bezol, cheap basa, shekach nenu. That's what they were nene from. They don't have to pay mashi hezek. They only pay mashi nene. Avol mashi hezekul lo. They don't have to pay the full value of the basa. They paid the meibasa bezol. This was expensive basa. It's an expensive animal, let's say. So it was a great, a fattened animal. Right? So it was worth more money. So they don't have to pay mashi hezekul. They pay mashi nenu. Why don't they pay mashi hezekul? Danusin, hey, because they're anusin. This is an onus gomer. How would they know? The father didn't tell them. They have no way of finding out after the father's death. So it's not their responsibility. They find out later that they did a hezek via daim. So then they have to pay, but not for the hezek. They have to pay for the hanun, not for the hezek. Because adam hamazik ba'onis gomer says ta'isus is partner. That's Raya number two. Ubmasnis and nami tanan hoya balachov is rishon of al kara achron. The mamad balachov is anish balachov is bekara partner. If you have a case, you have a balachov and a balkara, right? You have two people are walking in the street. Right? You have a balachov. He's walking with his jug, with his pitcher, and the balkara, someone who's walking with a beam, right? You have a tractor trailer and a car, right? You get in this, and there's an accident, right? He stops short on the highway, and there's an accident. So says the Mishnah, the Ma'amad bal chavis v'nish b'chavis b'kara potter. The balakara is potter if Ma'amad bal chavis, if the one who's carrying the pitcher stops, he stops short. And then the balakara jumps into him, so then he's potter. That's an onus gomer. Adam hamazik, onus gomer is potter. Raya number three. So what's the Gemara that Chavav talking about according to Taisus? Gemara says that when marbe shoge kemezit, the onus kerotzim, and what's the onus over there? That if you mazik b'yadayim, the onus you're going to be chayv. Taisus seems to say, but onus, you're always pata. He says, Taisus, I'll tell you what it is. It's a certain type of onus. Be careful about this. V'nira l'dakdek, the adam hamazik, the mipta ba'onus, shuke'en geneva. It's a little complicated here, right? So he says, what kind of onus is an adam hamazik going to be chayef? Well, onus ke'en geneva, as opposed to what? As opposed to onus ke'en aveda. Okay? Onus ke'en geneva, that's like an onus gomor. It's less than an onus gomer, but it's similar to an onus gomer there. The other mamazik is going to be potter. That onus ke'en aveda somehow is mochamer, and there he's going to be chayv. And that's what the Gemara in the Chavav and Beis is talking about. How does Tosfos know this? He knows this from a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Meditanya b'shili ha'umnin, ha'maver chavis mimakam l'makam v'shibra, Rebbe Yehuda amr shamachinam yishavan os yischar yishalim. What's this Gemara talking about? Let's go back to the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Let's really see this a little bit clearer. This is where the Rishonim are going to touch on the Ramban, the Ram. You have to get this Gemara clear. Complicated subject. Gemara says like this in Bava Metzia. Ma'aber chavis machaveiro mimakom lemakom. Sounds like you have a shomer over here. He's a shomer. He's watching the object, but he's ma'aber chavis machaveiro mimakom lemakom. He's moving it from place to place. So, Bein Shomachina, Bein Shomachar Yishava, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a Shomachina and a Shomachar, they just have to take a Shvua. They have to take a Shvua that they weren't Poshea. And they're both going to be potter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shomachina Yishava, Nos Yischar Yishava. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shomachina is potter B'Shvua, but Nos Yischar has to pay. L'meimer the Sover, Rabbi Meir is skipping down. L'meimer the Sover, Rabbi Meir Niskal La Poshehu. What does it sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Meir holds Niskal La Poshehu. Right? He's bringing the chavis mimakom lemakom, and then he's niskal, he trips and the thing falls and breaks. Rabbi Meir says that the shamachinim and shamasocha are both going to be potter. So if they're both going to be potter, it sounds like it's not a pshia, right? The shamachinim just has to swear, he didn't do another pshia. This is the only thing he did. This is not a pshia, and then he's going to be potter. And then he's going to be potter. In fact, even the shamasocha is going to be potter. So if the shamasocha is potter, what does it sound like? Rabbi Meir holds niskal is what? It's la poshe, but rather it's what? It's not geneva vaveda either. It's onus. Sounds like it's really onus. That's why even the shamasacha is going to be potter. The hatanya nishbar kadav lo silko naflo gemolav lo hamida. Rabbi Meir mechayev ben zekem hachamim omrim potter v'dina adam mechayev v'dina shemayim. Rabbi Meir and the chacham have a machlokes in the following case. Let's say Nishbra Kadavalo Silko, a person is walking with his Kadvisha Sarabim, and it falls and it breaks, and he doesn't take away the shards, and then someone gets Huzak, someone gets damaged with the shards. Rabbi Meir says that he's Chaya for the Hezek. He's Chaya for the Hezek. What happened over here? Niskal, he tripped. Nishbra Kado, because he tripped. Rabbi Meir says he's Chaya, so doesn't it sound like Rabbi Meir holds Niskal Poshe? How can Rabbi Meir over here say Niskal is an Ones? Hey, Mavet Chavis Mimokom Lamokom, V'Niskal, both the Shom V'Chinam and even a Shom V'Sach is going to be part. It sounds like Niskal is an Ones. But by Nishbra Kadavlo Silko, Rabbi Meir said what? That Niskal is a Poshea. And that's why he's Chayev V'Nezek. So Amar Rabbi Eloza, Tavra, Misha Shana Zu, Lo Shana Zu. What does that mean? Rabbi Eloza says, it's a machlokas asugis. Rabbi Meir made a statement, and there are two versions within his shita. One version is that Rabbi Meir holds Niskal as an onus, and the other says Niskal poshe. There's nothing you can do. There are two different shitas. Also, Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar shamachinam yishav and osis chay yishalim haikedinim haikedinim. To that, Rabbi Yehuda says Niskal is not an onus, nor is it a posheya. What is it? It's like neva v'aveda. That's what he's basically saying. That's why the shamachinam is going to be what? Is he chayev a potter? Shamachinim is going to be Potter, but the Nos Yischar, the Shamasach, is going to be Chayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that Niskal is not a Pshia. If it were a Pshia, then even the Shamachinim would be Chayim. It's not an Ones, because then even the Shamasach should be Potter. It's in the middle. It's like a Gneva Vaveda. Gneva Vaveda, no one stole anything. No one lost anything. No, it's Ke'en Gneva Vaveda. It's like, it's on a level. It's on a level of Gneva Vaveda. That's why the Shamasach is going to be Chayim. The Shamachinim is going to be Potter. Okay, that's the Gemara in Bav Mitzi. Comes Taisus and says, what do you see from here? The Nira Ladakh, the Adam Hamazik the Mitzvah Onesh, who came Geneva, the Tani Bashili Ha'um, the Namabachav, the Makal Makal Mashibra, Rabbi Huda, Mashamachin, Mishav, and Osiskaya Sham. It sounds like we passed him like that. The Hashtam, the Machayev, no Siskar, Potter, Shamachin of Lamachayev, Vitam, Adam Hamazik. What's he asking? The Yehuda is mechayev the shamasachar who's ma'avachavis minokam lamakam, but he patas the shamachinim. Shamachinim is potter. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is like a geneva v'aveda, so that's why the shamasachar is going to be chayev, but the shamachinim is going to be potter. So Frek Taisus, why should the shamachinim be potter? Forget about din shmir over here. Don't be mechayev him din shomer. Okay, I understand. Din shomer. Din shomer. It's not a pshia. If it's not a pshia, the shamachinim can't be chayev. Don't be mechayev him midin shomer. Be mechayev him midin what? Midin mazik. Midin mazik. Why is he a mazik? He's a shomer. No, because he's handling the kli. He's handling the kli, moving the chavis from one place to another. He's handling the kli. That's a hezek biadayim. So he should be chayev. Adam ha-mazik biadayim. Afilu ba'onis should be chayev. So forget about whether he should be chayev midin shomer. It doesn't matter whether he's a shomer or not. Midin mazik he should be chayiv. So says Taisus, what do you see from here? Hashtem the mechayiv knows his charupot the shamachinam. Rabbi Yehuda patas the shamachinam v'lo mechayiv mitam adam hamazik. He's not mechayiv him midin mazik. Shomino the ba'onis the ken geneva adam hamazik potter. Rabbi Yehuda must hold that adam hamazik ken geneva is like an onis gomer. It's enough of an onus. It's karov la'ones gomer. It's karov la'ones gomer. He's going to be potter. So midin mazik, you can't be mechayev him. The only way that you can be mechayev him is midin shomer. So if it's like a geneva v'aveda, then the shomer sarcha is going to be chayev midin shomer, but not midin mazik. Midin mazik, you can't be mechayev him because it's too close to ones gomer. So that's why only the shomer sarcha is going to be chayev. The shomachinim is not going to be chayev. Shaina the bonus the kain gneva adam hamazik potter medama Rabbi Yehuda niskal le gneva. Al bonus who can aveda she krovel a pshia yosik damina ba'ashoel the gneva krovel onus aveda krovel a pshia nira the adam hamazik chayv. Eif shalom shlei chayv ella b'pshia. Says Tosfos the Gemara in Bava Metzi on Daf Pei Beis clearly is assuming that adam hamazik ba'onus ke'en gneva is potter. Midin mazik he's potter. Because it's so close, it's krova la'ones. Okay, Sam, you gotta get me a marker. Ones ke'en gneva is krova la'ones gamer. So the Adam Hamazik Ba'ones Ke'en Gnev is going to be Potter, but Ones Ke'en Aveda is Krova L'Pshia. It's closer to a Pshia. Why is it why is Gneva closer to an Ones? Aveda is closer to a Pshia. Aveda is Aveda, Gneva is Gneva. It's not Ones, it's not Pshia. What does he mean? It means that Gneva, even though Gneva and Aveda are in the middle of Ones and Pshia, but Gneva is Krova L'Ones because what? Because someone else is involved in the situation. Someone else is stealing. Someone else is dealing. Well, it's not an onus of lista mezuyin. It's not armed robbery. It's not an onus of shot fanar that there was a flood there. It's not an onus gomer mamish. It's korov la onus gomer because someone else is involved in the situation. Aveda is not a pshia mamish. Thank you. Aveda is not a pshia mamish. Korov la pshia. It's korov la pshia because no one else is involved in this circumstance. You were supposed to watch the object, and it got lost. So it got lost because of you. It didn't get lost because of some other person. So even though it's not a pshia gemura, but it's karov l'pshia. It's closer to pshia. Gneva is krova la'ones gamer. Aved is krova l'pshia. Neva is Krova Lonis. Aveda is Krova Lupshian. Zoktosis, when do we say that Onis is Karatzim, that Adam HaMazik is Chayav Ba'Onis? That's only if he's Mazik Bipshia or Ba'Onis that's Karov Lupshia. So if he's Mazik in a way, if he's Mazik Ba'Onis, but it's an Onis that is somewhat preventable, that he really is the gorim of that ones, even though it's like an ones, but he's going to be chayav for that because it's karav l'pshia. That's aveda. If it's an ones ke'en aveda, it's karav l'pshia, so then he's going to be chayav for that. But if it's an ones that's ke'en geneva, it's more of an ones, even if it's not an ones gomer, right? But Tosa says it's like an ones gomer, it's krovala ones gomer, so then he's going to be potter. Okay, that's how Tosfos lives. According to Tosfos, we have an answer to Akasha. He started by saying that if Adam HaMazik Yadayim is Chayev because of a Pshia B'Shmiras Gufo, so then why do we say that the onus he should be Chayev also? The Gemara says, how can it be Chayev? He wasn't Pshia B'Shmiras. What is Tosfos basically answering? Adam HaMazik Ba'Onus is Chayev when? By Ones Ke'en Aveda. Ones Ke'en Aveda is Krova L'Pshia. So it's like he was Pshia B'Shmiras, and that's why he's going to be Chayev. This is one answer. Questions? Yes, Shalom. Mm-hmm. Again?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please.
The last point? Repeat, okay. The kasha was that if you assume that Adam HaMazik is chai because of the Pshir B'Shmir, okay, now that we have the marker, we can get the open board. Okay. Mamon HaMazik. What's the Mechaya for Mamon HaMazik? So either Maisa Hezek de Mamona. If you're shomer, appropriately. If you're shomer appropriately, that can patter. That's not the mechayev, that's the ptur. Or pshia b'shmiras mamona. Pshia b'shmiras mamona. Okay, these are the two options. So now, Adam HaMazik, what's the mechayev for him? If you hold that the mechayev for Mamon HaMazik is the Maisa Hezek, so here it's obvious that the Adam Shehizik is chayev for his Maisa Hezek. But if you hold that if the mammon does hezek, you chayev for the pshia b'shmira, so by adam hamazik, the matter is open for debate. You could say that he's different since he's mazik b'yadayim, it's his maisa hezek that's mechayev. Or no, you could say it's the pshia b'shmira's gufa. Like the Gemara in Daf Dalet. The lashon of the Gemara is mashma that it's pshia b'shmira's gufa. So the kasha that we had is if you hold that adam hamazik is chayev because of pshia b'shmira's gufa, so how can he be chayev ba'ones? That's not a pshia. Shalom, right? So comes Tosis and says, no. Adam HaMazik Ba'Ones is only chayev by an ones ke'en aveda. An ones that's a little bit preventable. That's krova l'pshia. It's krova l'pshia. It's closer to pshia. So since it's closer to pshia, we can look at it as though you were poshea b'shmiras guf, and that's where you're going to be chayev. That's Tosis' answer. But Adam HaMazik Ba'Ones Gomor claims Tosis in Bava Kama, Potter. Adam hamazik ba'ones gomer pot, he's not going to be chayv. Only ones ke'en pshia is he going to be chayv. According to Tosis, it's pretty clear, right? He holds that the home chayv is a pshia b'shmiras gufo. So if he's not poshe b'shmiras gufo, right? If it's not krov l'pshia, so then he's going to be pot. Okay? Comes the Ramban in Bava Metzia, and he says, I think Tosis is dead wrong. He quotes the Tosis. I took out a lot of this Ramban. You know, I didn't want to burden you too much, because it's a very complicated subject. So we're streamlining really to get pshat in the Gemara on Daf Dalet. I mean, we're here for our Gemara. We're not here, you know, to learn all of the Nizik in here. Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Dalet. There's a kasha we have to address. So the Ramban argues with Tosis, and according to the Ramban, the kasha is going to come back. What does the Ramban say? Ramban says on page 2, Matzasi the Tosis bavakamash and afarshin osa. This is the Gemara and Daf Metzia and Daf Pei Beis, right? Ma'avichalas makom makom. What's going on? You know what, we could start from the beginning. V'asa Rabbi Yehuda l'meimah shalmachinam yishavan asetai yishan magidin rakidine. What does that mean? So the Ramban just gives pshat. It's like a Rashi. V'lo tiknu bo klum. V'din ha-niskal k'din g'neva v'aveda. Eino doma lo l'ones v'lo l'pshir. Rabbi Yehuda holds that niskal is not ones and it's not posheya. Rabbi Meir holds one version within Rabbi Meir is that niskal is posheya. One other version is niskal is k'ones. V'asa Rabbi Yehuda l'meimah. It's neither. It's Geneva Vaveda. It's Ka'en Geneva Vaveda. Again, nothing's being stolen over here. But it's somewhere in the middle of Onus Gomer and Pshia. So Shamasacha calls Manchulon Nenas Chayav, Shamachinim calls Manchulon Posha. Exactly what we said, right? The Shamachinim is only Chayav for Pshia, so if it's Ka'en Geneva Vaveda, the Shamachinim is going to be Potter. The Shamasacha is Chayav for Geneva Vaveda as well, so as long as it's not an Onus, then he's going to be Chayav. Says the Ramban, "Matzasi b'tosis b'vakama shemefarshin osamishum odam hamazik." Pimkain lama patru ledivrei haomer onesu v'lo odam mod laolam bein ba'ones bein birotz. I found the Tosis and b'vakama felt that odam hamazik should apply in this case, and therefore they were troubled with the kasha that if odam mod laolam bein ba'ones bein birotzin, so the shomer should be chayv over here midin mazik. Forget about midin shomer; should be chayv midin mazik. And what's Toysis' basic answer? That Adam Hamazik, Ba'onis Gomer, Ba'onis Gomer was Pata. The only time that we say Petzatachas Pata, the Rabbis Onis Ke Rotzen, that's only by Onis Ke'en Aveda, that's Krovel Apshia. Says the Ramban, V'samchu Osa Min HaYerushalmi, what's Toysis' Raya? He quotes the first Raya. Yerushalmi about Yoshein. She'amru B'Yoshein U'Bachaber V'Yoshein Etzlo Hu Hamuad. That the second one is the Mu'ad, he's the one responsible. That's the Raya of Tosis, that Adam Hamazik Bonus Gomer is Potter. Right? It's Potter. So that's why Ma'aver Chavis Mi Makom L'Makom is not Chayav Midin Mazik B'Yodayim, because that's what? That's an Ones Ke'en Gneva. Right? So you can't be Mechayav Midin Mazik, but you can be Mechayav Midin Shomer. Says the Ramban, I don't think it's right. The efshi lahamida, but I don't think that pshat in Yerushalmi is correct. The hasa mishum the sheni pasha ba'atzma. Why is the sheni chayv in that case and not the rishon? Sheni is responsible, right? So if he gets huzak, that's his problem. He has to pay for his own doctor bills. We're not going to be mechayv the first one. Why? Why says the Ramban? Doesn't that sound like adam hamazik ba'ones gomer is potter? The first one is an owner's gomer. He didn't know that the sheni is coming. Comes the Ramban and says, no, Yerushalmi is a totally different pshat. The reason why the sheni is the one responsible and not the rishon is because the sheni is the nizik. If the nizik is poshea ba'atzmo, you can't be mechayev the mazik for the hezik. It's a new idea that pshias ha-nizik always part is a mazik. It's not that adam ha-mazik ba'ones gomer is pata. No, maybe taka he's chayev. Even ba'ones gomer, says the Ramban. But if there's a pshias ha-nizik, then you can't be mechayev the mazik, because the nizik is posheya ba'atzma. So whenever the nizik is posheya ba'atzma, then he's responsible for whatever happens to him. Yerushalmi is no raya to Tosis, says the Ramban. There's no raya to Tosis. I hold, says the Ramban, that adam ha-mazik ba'onis gomer is chayev. Even ba'onis gomer is going to be chayev. Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is there's a pshias on Nizik. The Nizik was poshea ba'atzmo, so then it's his problem. It's not the Mazik's problem. So how do you explain the Gemara about Nisiyam Pei Beis? Right? If we'll say that Adam HaMazik bonus Gomer is Takachaya, so how can Rabbi Huda say the Shamachinam is Potter? Shamachinam is Potter viz Nishba. Why shouldn't I be Mechayev him within Mazik? Even if he's not Mechayev within Shomer, he should be Chayev him within Mazik. So why shouldn't he be Chayev? According to the Ramban, if you say that Adam HaMazik bonus Gomer is Chayev, so the Shomer is moving the Chavis from Mokom to Mokom, even a Shamachinam should be Chayev. Midin Mazik, not Midin Shomer. What's the answer? The Ramban doesn't say it over here. They basically say, according to the Ramban, the answer is that a Shomer is not a Mazik. He's handling the item Birshus Bailam. The Bailam gave it to him. And he's moving it from place to place. You can't call him a Mazik. He's handling the item Birshus. A Mazik means someone who picks up an item who's handling the item Shalom Birshus. But if he's handling the item Birshus, you can't call him a Mazik Bechlal. The Ramban a little bit later brings a raya. It's a complicated case. He says, what happens if you have tabach umon shekilke? Let's say there's a shochet. It used to be that you had an animal, you bought an animal, you gave it to the shochet, and the shochet shechted it for you. So let's say the tabach is a tabach umon. He's an expert tabach. He's a shochet who's verified, right? He's on the official association of shochtim, right? So there's no expectation that he's going to be mazik the animal and not shechted properly. And he was mekalkel. He didn't shecht properly, and the animal becomes an avela, and he caused you a hezek. So says the Ramban, the Gemara there says that if the Tabach Uman is not being paid, so he's really like just like a Shamachinim, so then he's Potter. So the question is, forget about whether he's Potter in Shmira, he should be called a Mazik. He was Mazik, because he was Mekalka. Tabach Uman Shekilko. So he should be Mechayev midin Mazik, even if he won't be Mechayev midin Shomer. So to that, the Ramban says, he's Osik b'malachba. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He can't be a Mazik. He can't be a Mazik. He can be a shomer, but he can't be a mazik because he's handling the animal, and the Bailam gave him the animal, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Lechora, the same answer applies to shomer. Right? If the shomer is moving the item mimokom lemokom, his dinei shmira, right? He's moving the item because he has to, apparently. It's not that he's not supposed to be moving it, he's supposed to be moving the item. And it breaks in the middle of the movement, as he's moving it from place to place, he can't call him a mazik. He's supposed to watch the object. So if he's osig b'malachto, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, he's not a mazik b'chalal. Tosfos said he could be called a mazik. Right? He could be called a mazik. But since it's ke'en gneva, adam ha-mazik ba'onis gomer is potter, and ke'en gneva is like an onis gomer, that's why he's going to be potter. Says the Ramban, absolutely wrong. Adam ha-mazik even ba'onis gomer is chayiv, says the Ramban. Shomer was mavras ha-chavis mi Makom la-makom, that person is not a mazik b'chal, he's only a shomer. So that's why you can be mechayev him. He didn't shomer him. So if he's a shomachinam and he wasn't poshe, he's going to be part of. If he's a shomer socha, then you can be mechayev him. If he didn't mazik, he can't be mechayev him b'chal because he's not a mazik, since he's handling the kli, b'rshu, so you can't call him a mazik b'chal. But Yerushalmi tells us Yerushalmi, Ramban says Yerushalmi's not right to anything. Tosfos wanted to say that the Yerushalmi is right from Yoshnetzer right and is Yisod, that Adam HaMazik, Ba'onis Gomer is Potter. This is an Onis Gomer. If the second guy comes to sleep next to the first guy, that's an Onis Gomer, so the first one's going to be Potter. Says the Ramban, that's not Onis Gomer. It's nothing to do with that. Right? It's that there's a Pshias HaNizik here. There's a Pshias HaNizik that the second guy came, so and he's responsible for the hazard that occurred to him. He's responsible for the hazard that occurred to him. Interesting that it would seem as though Tosfos and Chav Zayin and the Ramban are arguing whether this Yerushalmi, whether the Ptur of Yoshen is based on the fact that Adam Hamazik Bonus Gomer is Potter, or based on the fact that there's a Pshias HaNizik, that someone else is held responsible. So they point out that Tosfos on the Avdalid, Tosfos in our Sugya, is a little bit mudna, it's a little bit strange, because he doesn't sound like Tosfos on the Chav Zayin on the base. What does Tosfos say? Came in the Kai of a Pashit Urchehu. Birushalmi Yesh, the Yoshin la Machai Velak Shishkiv Atzma Itzel Akalim. Abom Yoshin, they view Kalim Etzel, the Shibran Potter, the Him Gomerlo. Rishalmi says, what happens if a person goes to sleep? So if the kelim were there before he went to sleep, then he's responsible. If the kelim weren't there, and then someone else brought the kelim, then he's going to be potter. Why is he potter? So if you were writing this Tosis, say after you read Tosis and Nachav Zayin on the base, how would you explain this? Why is he potter? He went to sleep, and then someone else brings the kelim, so why is he potter? It's Adam HaMazik Ba'onas Gomer. Right? It's not Onas Gomer Mamish. I mean, the truth is, it is an Onas Gomer. It's certainly at least an Onas Ka'en Geneva, but you could say it's an Onas Gomer. I mean, how's he supposed to know? He went to sleep before the Kelim are there, so of course he's potter. It's not really what Taisa says. Taisa says, Dehem Gormula. They caused it. Dehem Haya Yashav Allah Haver Elisha Netzlav Yiziku Zeze, Harishan Potter, Beho Achman Chai. Same is true. It's not talking about Kelim, it's talking about a person. He punched him in the nose and broke his nose. Right? He scratched him or something. He caused him a hezek. So if the second guy comes, after the first one goes to sleep, then the first one is not responsible. Because again, Nochamal, it seems like Tosis holds the Haim Gomelo, the Sheni was Goren. The one who brought the Kalim after the person goes to sleep, he's the Goren. The person who went to sleep after the first one, he's the Goren of the Hezek. What does Tosis need that for? That's sort of Ramban-ish, no? Right? Isn't he seemingly saying that Adam Hamazik Ba'onus Gomer is really Chayev? But here, there's Pshias HaNizik. The Nizik was Poshea Ba'atzmo, so that's why the Mazik is Potter. That's not what Tosis holds, right? Tosis on Chav Zayin held that Adam HaMazik Ba'onis Gomer is Potter. It's only an Onis Ke'en Aveda that he's going to be Chayef for. So why does Tosis say the Haim Gomer lo? It's really a Pella. A lot of Achronim work very hard on the Tosis. Some say it's a steer in the Tosis, and they just leave it to Tzarachim. So I was thinking, maybe Tosis Taka holds like this. What does Tosis say? Tosis doesn't say that Hasheni Posha Ba'atzma. He doesn't use the Losh of Pshia. The Ramban says Hasheni Posha Ba'atzma. That's not what Tosis says. Tosis says the Haim Gomer lo. What does that mean? I think Tosis is alluding to his Chilek from Daf Chav Zayin. He's saying that Onas Gomer includes an Onas Ke'en Geneva, but not an Onas Ke'en Aveda. Onas Ke'en Aveda is Krova lo Pshia. Onas Ke'en Geneva is Krova lo Onas. What determines whether it's Ke'en Geneva or Ke'en Aveda? If the onus involves someone else. If Haim Gormula. If the onus involves someone else, so then you can say that's Krovala Onus Gomer. Because it's not just the responsibility of this guy. He didn't do something wrong himself. Someone else was also involved in this onus. Lechor, that's what Tosis means. He's saying this is like an Onus Gomer. He's trying to define this as an Onus Gomer. He's not trying to say there's a Pshias HaNizik and that's why the Mazik is going to be Potter. He's saying this is an Onus Gomer, and Adam HaMazik Ba'Onus Gomer is Taka Potter. Why is it an Onus Gomer? Is it such an Onus Gomer? Yes, because Haim Gomerlo. Once it's Haim Gomerlo, that's Ke'en Geneva, and if it's Ke'en Geneva, that's like an Onus Gomer, and that's why he's going to be Potter. Okay, so it could be Tosis is not, it's not Soser himself later on. Tosis holds that Adam HaMazik Ba'Onus Gomer is Taka. It's like a potter. It has to be the right onus. It has to be an onus gomer. It has to be an onus ke'en geneva, which is like an onus gomer. So if Haim Gomer lo, if someone else was gorim, that's an onus gomer, and then he's going to be potter. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? There's nothing to say of it. There's no discussion over here. Adam HaMazik Ba'onus Gomer is chayev. Right? But here, he's not a mazik b'chal. We can't hold him responsible because the nizik was poshe ba'atzmos. If the nizik was poshe ba'atzmos, so then it's his responsibility. So it comes out there's an interesting nafkamina between Tosis and the Ramban. Right? Because basically Tosis and the Ramban are disagreeing about Yoshen. What's the Mechayev over here? Is the Mechayev... Better, I'm sorry. What's the Ptur of Yoshen? Right? The Ptur of Yoshen. The Rishami's Ptur. What's he Potter Midin? Tosis holds, why is he Potter? Midin what? One word. Midin what? Why is he Potter? Why is Yoshen Potter, according to Tosis? Midin... Onus, exactly, good. Why is the Yoshen Potter, according to the Ramban, Pshias HaNizik? So can you think of a case where the Yoshen is not an Onus, or the Nizik is not a Pshia? And if you can think of such a case, that could be an Akamina, right? I can give you a case where the Sheni is not a Pshia. Let's say a third person put the kli there. Reuven goes to sleep. Shimon has a kli, and Levi puts Shimon's kli next to Reuven, and Reuven breaks them. Who's chayv? Or better yet, is Reuven chayv for that? So, if you say that Yoshen is potter because of Pshias HaNizik, one can claim that if the Nizik was not the one that put his kli there, There's no pshias on hezek. I Levi should be chayiv. He's just a gorim. It's a grama ba'alma. Did he do a hezek? He just opened up the opportunity that maybe a hezek will occur. It's not a vada that the hezek is going to occur. He's a grama ba'alma. So he's going to be potter. So the fact, I mean, he's not. We're not going to give him a kibbutz. You know, he didn't do the right thing, but we can't be mechayiv Levi Mammon because he's only a gorim ba'alma. Shimon, is Shimon responsible? Is the pshia san nizik? There was no pshia of the nizik over there. So if you hold that Yoshin is part because of pshia san nizik, that other mamazik bonus gomer really should have been chayev, but he's part because of pshia san nizik. So in that case, where the third individual, the third person put the kli there, then maybe the Yoshin is going to be chayev because there was no pshia san nizik. So according to the Ramban, the Yoshin might be chayev over there. Onis gomer, no. Odom ha-mazik ba-onis gomer is chayiv. It's just if there's a pshias ha-nizik, then that's going to pater him. But if there's no pshias ha-nizik because the third person put it there, then the mazik, the yoshen, is going to be chayiv. But according to Tosis, there's no way that you can be mechayiv. If the yoshen is an onis, if he didn't realize that the kelim are there, it doesn't matter who put them there. Odom ha-mazik ba-onis gomer is pater. So once he's an onis gomer, so then he's going to be pater. Okay, so these are the two approaches. The Ramban and Tosfos had to learn the case in Yerushalmi, the din of Yoshin. The problem that we're going to have to address is the Ramban. Right, according to the Ramban, if you hold that Adam Hamazik Bonus Gomer is Chayev, so then how do you understand Agimara? Agimara says that the Mechayev of Adam Hamazik is Shmias Gufo, right? Adam Shmias Gufo Allah, he's Chayev because he has to be Shomer Gufo, and he was Poshe B'Shmirasa. So if that's the Mechayev, then why Ba'onis Gomer should he be Chayev? He wasn't Poshe B'Shmirasa. Right, what's the Ramban saying? So Lachor, what you'd like to say is that the Ramban holds that the Mechayev is not Pshia B'Shmira. The Mechayev is the Maisa Hezek. Maisa Hezek B'Yadai. The Ramban says that a Maisa Ba'onis is called a Maisa. So the Adam Shehizik Ba'onis Gomer, he did a Maisa Hezek B'Yadayim, so therefore he's Chayev for the Maisa Hezek, even if he wasn't Poshe B'Shmir. That's what you would like to say. Like to say that the Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban is what's the Mechayev over here? What's the Mechayev? But the problem is twofold. The problem is, first of all, that's against our Gemara and Daf Dalet, because the Gemara says Adam Shmir is twofold. All of it sounds like the Mechayev is the Pshia B'Shmir. That's Kasha number one. And Kasha number two, Ramban said Heshita even by what? Yoshin. Can you say that Adam Amazik is Chayev because of a Maisa Hezek if he's Yoshin? He's Yoshin, he's not a Bardas Bechlau. He's not a Bardas Bechlau. How can we be Mechayev him for his Maisa Hezek? But if there's no Pshia Sanizik, we're going to be Mechayev the Yoshin because of a Maisa Hezek? He's not a Bardas Bechlau. So if we understand that the Ramban is working with a Maisa Hezek perspective, so first of all, he sounds like he's against the Gemara of Daal. What's more, he applies the Shita even to the case of Yoshin. And the situation of Yoshin is where the guy's not a Bardas Bechlal. How can we even mechayev him for a Maisa Hezek where he's not a Bardas? Look at some of the other Makoros, and we'll try to compare us tomorrow to answer this kasha.